Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome back to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs, heard every Monday through Friday, weekday mornings. Well, I have another exciting powerhouse guest today that is certainly making inroads in this whole entrepreneurial spectrum and arena, and we are so excited to have them on with us today. But before I bring them to the mic, I want to first welcome each and every one of you for tuning in. And now I want to share a little bit about their background so that you can get a better picture for these young women. And then we can go right into our interview and we can find out right firsthand what they've been doing, how they got to where they are, and what types of challenges, some of the challenges that they may have faced. You know, many times as entrepreneurs, you know, it's hard enough just going to work every day. But that isn't, there's a lot of work that goes into being an entrepreneur. I know as I teach business class, I always go over the various types of business ownership. And we always start with the sole proprietor. And one of the things that we talk about is the fact that you get to, as a sole proprietor, you get to keep all the money, you get to make your own schedule, you get to take vacations when you want. And we list all of these various advantages. And then, of course, with everything, there comes disadvantages. And sometimes one of the disadvantages is that you have to do all the work. But there's disadvantages with every form of business ownership. So, but yet and still, a lot of people don't know what it's like up close and personal. So that's why we have the broadcast All About Entrepreneurs. So you'll get to see the up close. So you can make that decision whether you want to make that leap or not. And if you have made the leap, at least you'll know what you're leaping into, what you're possible to run into, and some solutions. So it's not all bad that we have solutions. We have the victories, the triumphs. So let me just go into the background of one of our guests today. And I believe there's two of them. And if I'm incorrect, well, we'll still have the background for both persons. So the first person I want to tell you about is the person that I initially met, again, right here on Facebook. Facebook is a, for anybody who says that you can't meet people, you can't generate a lead, or you can't get a customer, well, they don't know Facebook much at all. So here's yet another person that I met here on Facebook, and she goes by the nickname the Adversity Breaker, or maybe that's become her first name now. So first name, Adversity Breaker, middle name, Serena, last name, Washington. and she is an author. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about this author. She was born in New Orleans, and then she finally moved to St. Rose, Louisiana. She says, "I'm a sinner that was rescued from the kingdom of darkness, covered by the blood of Yahshua Jesus. And he supernaturally blessed my life to be elected for purpose." She says when she stepped out into her purpose to perform for Yahweh, that's what her purpose was, to perform for him, to be his vessel. She says now Yahweh is using her in a new ministry with a brand new door in her life. She says her purpose is to warn and loosen the minds of the bonded that are still stuck in the kingdom of darkness. She said when she was going through her storm, her test, and her trials, Yahweh gave her visions on what he was doing in her life. So she praises Yahweh, her Father, that he has turned all of her struggles and all of her shame into success. She says she's now a woman from the streets and now anointed and filled with greatness of the Holy Spirit. Now, I believe that, if I'm not mistaken, though,
Miss Lalisa,
I think that was the bio of, yes.
Yes, that was the bio of Rashonda Blanks, which is called
of,
Divine.
That's
Lilith.
Right. I got it. Yes, I got it. I got it. I'm going to read George now. Sorry about that. So, yes, I just realized that. So that was actually the bio for Rashonda Blanks, her partner. So now let me read you a little bit about Miss Serena Washington, a.k.a. the Adversity Breaker. It's a little bit about her, that she was born in St. Rose, Louisiana, and she is married to the Lord, and that she's the mother of three beautiful children, and she would like to thank her children for allowing her the time to become their mother and to be called to be with them, that God had called her to be with them. She's also the president of Two Covenant, the purpose of the personal mentor modeling program. She's a problem solver, David slays the giant with a rock. Two Covenant is using personal vision books, which is their agenda, is and to help and to save people. She says she's a Rahab-minded, and she has a company. She's multi-talented. She collaborates with other skilled individuals, craftsmen. She counsels groups on problem-solving and solutions. And she says when she's not working, I know, right? I'm like, what do you do when you're not working? Well, she enjoys helping people. She likes decorating. She builds dollhouses. She does hair. She paints. She gardens. And she loves working with children. She likes cooking healthy meals, baking, participating in all sports with her children. She volunteers at the children's school and does makeovers. Her favorite scripture is Mark 14, 1 through 9. This is where Jesus was anointed at Bethany. The scripture is the reason that she chose to write her book. She's eternally grateful and gives God all the praise every day for taking her through her storms and allowing her to come out on top. It is her hope that her story will bring glory to God, bring people to God, and she wants people to know him for themselves and to live for him as the Word of God teaches. So, I mean, you do a lot of things. And so welcome, Serena, a.k.a. Adversity Breaker Washington. Welcome for the first time. And thank you so much to All About Entrepreneurs.
And I want to thank you for having Second Covenant on your line. I want to thank the Father for bringing us together, because I know this is not by accident. And I want to say that Second Covenant purpose And we also chose you to also do our coaching. So we will be going through coaching classes, business classes, and speaking classes with you. And our
Awesome. Yes, ma'am.
Our purpose is that we come into the communities, into the area, and we bring the Holy Spirit in so he can break cultural barriers, cultural bondage, cultural oppression and discrimination through divine intervention as a result. And the way that my company do this, you know, our company do this is by we have our vision books. Now, the only thing we do book-wise is help individuals. Only thing we do book-wise is help individuals, because I know that you do books also, but the only thing we do with books is help individuals find out exactly who they are, what their election is, their experience, their track record. And chapter 3 is action, the vision, and, you know, standing up, becoming who they want to be. After the vision book, if they decide they want to become authors, then we allow them, your customers, to go through your company. But we just here to counsel and help them see exactly who they was born to be. Second of all, we help with, yes, ma'am. Second of all, we help with young ladies, which will be teen groups, young children, whatever it may be. It's called Dress for Success. It's managed by my daughter, Corianne Washington, who is 17. She's coming out with her own clothing, which is called Outcast Clothing. And it's for children that feel like they don't belong. It's like children that feel like they're different, that they don't want to be part of, you know, of society, the way they're raising our kids today. So she's actually paving the way for them. Now, what comes along
That's awesome.
Yes, ma'am. And if you would like to ask me any questions before I continue, I would love for you to ask me a couple of questions.
Well, that is just, I mean, just the fact, you know, that I love that Outcast Clothing, because there are so many children who do feel like they're outcasts. I mean, we see that by the amount of bullying reports and the amount of youth that are just, you know, want to give up on themselves. So, I mean, congratulations to your daughter. I mean, that is so awesome. And you all are just doing some powerful, wonderful things over there in the, where you're in the Louisiana area.
Yes,
correct?
In St. Charles, Louisiana. Yes, ma'am. And what we're here to do, I will.
No. Go ahead.
I wanted to explain that our mission is to empower, educate, employ, and uplift families. We want to bring them into a place of self-sufficiency and success in Christ. The purpose is to bring as many souls into the kingdom of God, break adversity and cycles of oppression, and we are building kingdom economy. That's what it's all about. It's about helping low-income areas. We work with all classes, but our special purpose is going and empower low-income areas who normally wouldn't be able to afford creating a success. Our program is called Project Create Your Success. It come, you can go on number 2, Covenant, covenantmogulyahweh.com. And we also do radio interviews. On Mondays, we have Overcoming Testimonies. We have free media. We have our vision books, and you get one CD with 5 PowerPoints. And this is for the community. We have real connections with collaborates. We collaborate with everyone in the area that want to do something different. It's called Project Create Your Success, and we empower you to empower your neighborhood. Our company, we love to know your company. Why? We also specialize in branding that group. that person, that household, because we all about governing your own household. We give you a free website design and your recorded PowerPoint, and it's called Habakkuk 2 and 2, Write the Vision.
Wow. That is awesome. Okay, so you're in the community. You go to some of the most at-risk communities where people may not be able to afford to create their own success. And I think that's so interesting because we always hear that it takes money, maybe not a lot of money, but you need a little bit of money to make more money. And if we, I really think that President Obama and Michelle Obama, I really think they should hear about you and that you should absolutely write them and tell them about your program. I really do. And if you don't want to go straight there and write, maybe you can write your local mayor, if you haven't done it already, your local mayor and the governor in right there where you are, because you all are doing an amazing work. I mean, I don't think I've met anyone in my lifetime that is doing the work that you all are doing. So when I connect with you on Facebook, and I saw what you, when I went to your website and saw what you all were doing, I was like, OMG, I absolutely will have to get them on the broadcast. And it was so funny because I thought you knew some of my friends and you said you didn't know any. It seemed that we would have connected by accident, but we know there's no accidents in God. Nothing just happens. He puts people together for rhymes and reasons, and we know that this is for a good cause. But you, I mean, wow, you do all of this. You know, you help them find their vision, create their own success. You help reunite the families. I mean, you know, that's a big issue. I don't know about down there in Louisiana, but I know here in New Jersey, family reunification, people coming out of incarceration, people's children who have been taken away from them through a program up here called the Division of Youth and Family Services, DIFAS. I don't know if you all, but, you know, and then a lot of times people, they don't have the means really to get themselves, you know, back on their feet financially. And just the emotional part, the empowerment piece. So how did you come up? Then you said you have the youth program that you work with the youth. How did you come up with all of this? And tell us, I know you told us the age of one of your child, your daughter, 17. What are the ages of your other two children? And then if I don't know if Rashonda is with us then today. If not,
well,
that's fine. We'll bring
not
her
on.
On
today. But
okay.
My daughter is 17. Her name is Corrine Washington. My son is 13. His name is Michael Lane. My other son is 12. His name is Atteen Lane. They're both on the honor roll. They always been wanted for gifted and talented. But the way that I came up with the program was actually by watching the president. And I remember the inauguration and everything that happened. And I remember the people screaming. The only thing I can remember is the people screaming to the president to fix their problems. And as I watched, as I was praying in the presence of God, I was telling God, well, it's up to us to create what we want to see. And so, you know, because the president can only do so much with what's going on. It comes to the point where that's where I come up with govern your own home, and we are elected to purpose. In our communities, we are elected to create what we want to see. We can't expect the president to come and everybody else to come from the White House to sit in our community and do something about what God gave us the power to do, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So if he gave us the power to create what we want to see, and we have the faith and the belief that it can be done. I mean, I done amazing things just off of Psalms 45, 1 through 5, just by touching the Father and going through my situation and seeing that we need to stand up and be who God called us to be. That's why in my book I say I want to thank my children for allowing me to become who our Father in Heaven created me to be. And so that's what
wow.
I part
of you know. Yeah.
One more
so
thing
tell
I would
us
like
a little bit about this.
I would like to say
go
one
ahead.
More thing because I don't want to forget the most important part. After, you know, mm-hmm. we come in, we talk with you, counsel you on creating your success, it don't stop there. We want to
mm-hmm.
help your children become authors and
mm-hmm.
creating what they want to
wow.
do, empowering them to write their short
yes.
stories and have income before
mm-hmm.
they even make the age 15, 16, and 17 for the enemy
mm-hmm.
to tempt them into wanting to make money.
And making it the wrong way, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Our youth today are so tempted. They want money. They need cell phones and they need fancy clothes and they got to keep up with the quote-unquote Joneses. But today, to see, when I was a kid, to keep up with the Joneses, you could get it from Walgreens for like $5. But today, to keep up with the Joneses means you need probably about close to $500 a week or at least a month. So these kids are faced with a greater challenge of where they're going to go get this money. A lot of times their parents can't afford it, so they're forced to go and do illegal things to try to get that money. Because what child wants to not have what the kids next to them have unless that child's parents are raising that child to not want that. Other than that, just naturally, people are going to think I should have what the person next to me has or the people that I see. And so, but yes, so that's such great work. And congratulations to you. And I'm so glad that I got a chance to meet you, glad that I'm going to get the opportunity to work with you and to help you get your coaching certificate as you continue to help people, you and Rashonda. Now, let me tell us a little bit, if you can, about this storm. You said that after going through your storm, your trials and if there's anything that you would want to share with our listening, because sometimes when people hear what people have overcome, because sometimes people think that, okay, well, they just, you know, they didn't have to go through anything, you know, everything for them was easy, they didn't have any real challenges like me. And then people, when they hear it sometimes, I don't know what you've been through, but if there's something you'd like to share to empower people and inspire
well,
them.
I want to first share my phone number, 504-467-9223, and that's the way you can get in contact with me, set up an appointment, whatever it may be. And I want to go to Luke 2:49, and I want to say, how is it that ye sought me? Know ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Now, when the enemy came in 2009, he decided that he wanted to tear my household apart. I was married, living in a suburb, me and my children, and, you know, the enemy, God removed the protective hedge and allowed the enemy to come in. And while the enemy came in, I began to get closer to God after I was divorced. And me and my children, we lost everything from car, house, marriage, whatever it may be, and it was kind of like I was discombobulated. And so as I watched TV and watch history, I saw that this was something that always happened. And I said, well, while I was touching God in my storm, because mind you, in 2003, I went to a rehabilitation center, and that's where cycle breaking and system changing come in at with the songs that I write. And I went through my storm, and at that point you have to, this was before 2009, and at that point you have to realize that the only way you can make it in the world is if you work on yourself, because you can't change anything until you dig deep inside yourself and find out your purpose from the Father. And my purpose was cycle changing and system breaking of the normal way that we wind up in this same cycle every decade when it's time for us to rise, when it's time for us to grab our success and grab our income. We always discombobulate how it happened. The father explained to me that all of us, stuff happened to us and we go to sleep. We don't write about it. Everybody else have books on the shelf. Everybody else have TV shows, their testimony magazines, but we don't write about it. I'm talking about the low-income area because he said when he opened his door for them, he opened a great door for them to be able to write their story to empower our communities to know that, to change the way you think, because if you think you can't defeat a certain problem, you will never get up to do something different. And so by us writing our experiences, our track record, that's where that coming at, and all the defeats and victory stories we have of overcoming the enemy, next time this happened in with our next generation, they'll have books to read to come out of it. And that's what happened in my storm. I was discombobulated. My kids, they was used to having everything they wanted, and all of a sudden it stopped. And I thought then that's, you know, why my kids was loving me. And when I was crying to my kids, telling my kids, I'm sorry I can't get this and I'm sorry I can't get that for you, my kids told me, Mama, we love you. We can make our own games. We can build our own games. It's about us having you. So when my kids explained that to me, that gave me courage to get up and do something different, but not only just do something different, to find out and research why was this happening. And when I found out that this is something that happened to our culture decade after decade after decade, when it's time for us to rise, a plot or something is built off of our income and off of us, I decided to help everyone change that and for them to expose who they truly are and who their children truly are, because we have a lot of smart children in our communities that's not getting the knowledge or the protection they need to continue to be who our Father in Heaven called them to be.
Wow. Well, you know, oh, my God. You are so amazing, Serena Washington, a.k.a. Adversity Breaker. Oh, my God. You know, can you move to Newark, New Jersey? Can you move to Jersey City, New Jersey? Can you move to Camden, New Jersey? I mean, all at the same time. Can you move to over the Rhine in Cincinnati, Ohio? Can you move to parts of Avondale, Ohio? I mean, oh, my God. I got a list. If y'all got a list of places where y'all want Miss Adversity Breaker to move to or go to, please, I need you to inbox me on Facebook. I should have did a hash. I need to do a hashtag. Hashtag I need adversity breaker. Yes, because OMG. And you know, wow. I know, wow, that is so beautiful. And, you know, you got a powerful story. And I didn't know your exact story until just now. So, you know, I looked at some of you all that saw the flyer, you know, beautiful young lady right here. I posted the flyer on Facebook, and that's her name is right on her picture, Coach Washington, and her beautiful sidekick there, Rashonda Blanks. Beautiful. I can't wait to hear her story as well. They are the Two Covenant Mogul. They will help you create your own success. I call them the dynamic duo, but I had no idea how dynamic they really were, though. We spoke for several minutes on the phone, and your story, so many powerful things you said. I really don't know where to start, but let me see if my listeners have any comments or questions they'd like to ask you. If you do, listeners, thank you for tuning in and joining in. If you tuned in a little bit later, we're listening to Serena Washington, a.k.a. Adversity Breaker. She's an author, now coach. She's a instructor, facilitator. She helps people break the adversity in their own lives. She's overcome a lot. She has children. She says she was married. And she's, you know, been through a lot. She helps people create their own success, tap into who they really are. She helps them get a relationship with the Father, so that they can sustain their success. So if you have a comment or question for her, please hit your number one key. We have about a good 10 minutes left in the broadcast. It's, even though it's 7:30, we're able to go over a few minutes. But if you have to go, I certainly understand that. And certainly, Miss Adversity Breaker, if you need to go as well, just let me know. I know it is about 6:30 your time, I would imagine. But
if,
you have just loaded
have
so
anyone, if we don't have anyone wanting to ask a question, I would like to tell the audience that it don't stop with your adversity. I mean, it's you are so much more than you can even imagine. But the key to your success is touching a Father in heaven. Because until I really got, because when I was married in 2009, I had made it a point to give my life over to the Father and to my children. One day in my living room, I just told the Father I was tired of this and I wanted to just turn my life over to him and my children. But I didn't imagine what was coming next. And so once I did that, you know, I began to bring my children to church every week, and I began to bring them to, it was called Awana. It was a church class where they had to learn scripture every Wednesday and get these Cub jackets and win awards to go on it. And so, you know, once that happened, I realized that I was living the kingdom living then. The Father had brought me into his kingdom as a citizen. And before he even allowed the enemy to come in, he equipped me with everything I need to win the battle. Because I remember my thought, and when I was crying, I kept saying, Father, why would you let me taste the pure living of the kingdom and then allow the enemy to take it from me? And he said it clear as day. He said, because I know that you'll fight for it, and I need somebody that will fight to get back to where they
need
know
a warrior.
Yes.
Wow. To be that example for so many others. You know, that's such an amazing story. It reminds me of Job. You know, I'm sure you have thought of that as well.
Yes.
Where Job was such an upright man and was doing so well in the kingdom, and God allowed him to lose everything except for his life.
Yes,
wow.
And then I can vouch for that because I'm a mother off of news in Arkansas, because I was actually on my way with my children to church, and they tased me, almost killed me in front of my children just because they say I was walking in their streets. And so that's another reason that the Father empowered me, because I won a civil rights case in Arkansas. And so the Father empowered me.
Oh, no.
Yes, ma'am. The Father empowered me that this happens a lot in the low-income areas. So I actually yes, ma'am, I was on Channel 16 News. I was actually at the
Jesus.
Point of... Yes, it was, and their Father showed it to me clear as day. He said this was an event. And on the news, it said a mother on her way to bring her children to church tased by the police. And like I was explaining to you, he told me he knew I would fight to get back to where I knew I belonged. And so, you know, my daughter was out there, my boys was out there, and his teacher was out there. And so all this happened to me, and I burnt my book right after that. And he told me it's time for a lot of people in the low-income areas to write about who they truly are.
Now, tell us the name of your book and where we can get copies, and give your website.
The name of my book is Serena Washington, From Victim to Victorious. My testimony is on Amazon. I also have Rashonda Blanks. Her book is called Elected to Purpose, Her Testimony and Calling. It's on Amazon also. And the website is number 2, COVE, nantmogulyahweebly.com. And I want you guys to know that no matter what you went through or what the enemy might have tried to throw your way, that you have the power in your mind. That's why we say rehabilitated mind, rehab mind. In your mind, you can create what you want to see in your neighborhoods and your communities. Mm-hmm. And it's time to stop sleeping. It's time to stop allowing stuff to happen and then go back to sleep and then get all worked up again when something else happened and go back to sleep. It's time to stay awakened, stay creative, write your testimony stories, and keep moving and helping your neighbor, help your community, help the children in the community, help the parents in the community. Be more active in your children's school, in the school life. Be more active with the children. We're creating, like we're creating mental modeling. It's called Dress for Success, which is a Be Modeling with Mary Kay and Kitty Lane Jewelry. We even doing events, elegant events, brunches, lunches, expos. We're going to have all the luxury stuff coming into the low-income areas.
Oh, now, wow. So you all, so who are you all, you, when you do these things, do you partner with, because I'm not, I've never been to Louisiana. I had some family there, but I've never been there to visit them. So when you go into these low-income families, do you just go, just walk up to people's, knock on their doors? Do you go to the local churches? Or how do you all get started in these low-income communities?
Well, our first steps was, we was, like you, met you on internet. We met a couple social clubs, and we met a couple of people that decided they wanted to write their testimony. From that point on, the father just kept on bringing people to us, and so as they come in, we go out into the area and we ask them what they want to see and how they want to do it, and we go from that point on.
And how do you deal with, in some areas, like if I was to bring you up here, for instance, there are some parts that I won't mention, how would you deal with all of the people who are in need of, say, you know, they don't have jobs or whatever, and they have taken to, like, I know some areas I go, I just see people just kind of standing around on the corners, pretty much not, well, I shouldn't say not doing anything, but because I don't know what they're there standing there doing, but they're not going in
pretty
the store,
much,
getting in a car.
Yes,
yeah,
pretty
so
much they lost. Pretty much they done been through some stuff. They don't know where to start. They can't go get any job because their track record or their background has something on it. So that's where Project Create Your Success come in at, because we're helping them write who they are. And they're employing themselves. We help them get their EIN number, their tax number. We help, yes, ma'am. We help them become who they want to see themselves. You understand?
Gotcha.
So we're just giving them.
And not going
them
in and
going
out of jail. Okay.
Yes.
Not going in
yes.
and out of jail. And because if you have what I learned about a track record, if you have a track record, and I know from my own experience, if you have a track record and you put yourself on a corner somewhere or wherever and get another track record, then it's a cycle that can take 20 years to break. I mean, when I was working at the halfway house, I worked at the halfway house full-time, well, part-time for 3 years, full-time for 3 years. So I spent 6 years at the halfway house, and most everyone I spoke to, most everyone, not all, but 80% of the people had been going in and out, in and out, in and out, some 10, 15, 20 years. So, but you can't stand out, you can't break the cycle and still stand in that same spot. Where you all go in and you're able to, well, if you know how to do that, then we need to bring you up here to Newark.
Yes, I know exactly how to do that, because I am the other side of that. I'm the other side of, you know, I'm the other side of everything. When the father gave it to me, he said, take your track record and use it to say it's a cultural book that I wrote. It's about everything that could possibly happen in the low-income area. I'm also equipped in the suburbs as being a housewife, staying home while the husband go to work, and waking up one day when you're divorced and not having, you know, the experience that you need. So I'm all of these things, and the Father said he gave it to me for a reason so that I can reach out and reach more people.
Now we're down to go ahead. I want you to finish that thought though.
No, I was finished that thought. I was just saying that I'm equipped in all areas.
Oh yes, you are. I concur. So we only have about a minute left, and thank you so much for being open, being honest, and sharing just some real information, and just giving that hope and inspiration to anyone, because if you're on the line and you're listening and you know of a community where Miss Adversity Breaker, her site, her partner, Rashonda Blanks, if you know of places where there are books, where their message needs to be, which I'm, if you don't know, I know I do, we need to get this message and get her to these people that they can get some real help and guidance. And so you have a TV program, so some people can be directed to catch you on your TV show. Yeah, so you're on television, you're on the radio, you come on, you said Saturdays, right?
Yes, I come on the radio on Mondays at 10:30. The number is 347-838-9299. And I'm also on a radio talk show like you, Miss Lalisa. That's where I started listening to you at. And the first thing connected me to you was you said that the Holy Spirit, when I heard you say that the Holy Spirit was prompting you to say something, I knew then that we would be talking, because that's how I first got connected to you.
Okay, so it was the radio. Okay, I forgot that little tidbit. Thought it was through Facebook, but God, and then you did Facebook me, yes. Oh,
yes.
Bless you. God bless. Oh, I thank God for your life. I thank God for your children. Oh, my God. I thank God for all the people. I mean, when you were talking earlier, I said, wow. I mean, it felt like I was going to, you know, tear up or something. But you are certainly, you know, a breath of fresh air. When I look at your picture, you know, you don't appear to be this, you know, warrior person that's, you know, been through so much and going into these communities. A beautiful young lady you are. God bless you. And I just pray that, you know, he continues to work through you and helping. I can't wait to get you to Cincinnati, Ohio. That's my hometown.
Okay.
That's my hometown, and I know there are some people there, and I love the way you put that, low income. I just love the way you say that. I know back in the day we used to say poor, in the poor area.
Yes. We don't want to put that in their head. We want them to be saying they're rich already. Yes,
I know,
ma'am.
That's right. I love it. You said the low income. I was like, is she politically correct, too? I see you might be running for some type of, you need to run for something down there in Louisiana, girl. They need to have
Because
I know if I lived there, I would vote for you, girl. But I do know that, I do know firsthand that politics can be somewhat dirty. Everybody knows that by now if they've been watching the
news.
Yes,
I stay away from politics. I don't go around that. If you read my slogan, I say that we're not a political weapon. We're the solution of the problem. We don't like to talk about that. We're into saving lives, not destroying them.
I know that's right. Well, we're going to be cut off in just less than a minute, but I thank our guests for tuning in and staying with us the whole close to 45 minutes. They don't always do that, but your story is intriguing. You women are powerful. We're going to have you back on for part two. So So you will inbox me on another Wednesday. We'll bring you back on. Hopefully, if it works out, maybe we'll bring you on for several Wednesdays. We can let that be a standing date to have you come on at least twice a month or so. I know your schedule is very busy, but
well,
I tell you,
you're ready for that because you will be courting me.
Well, I am honored. I am honored that you all want to be coached by the coaching program that I've created. I am just honored and floored and amazed at God